Now, in the studio with me, we've got Bob and Scott. Aye, aye, boys.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are we doing? We all good?
We're doing very well, thank you, Mike.
Good, thank you, yes.
A gorgeous day, boys,
it's
isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm sitting in the sunshine, warming up here. The sun's streaming in through the window, feeling absolutely wonderful.
You look like you're all lit up, as if you've got some sort of...
That's my halo.
Going on,
that
though.
Is my halo, yes.
It's not Christmas yet.
I thought I should kneel down or something, or, you know, it's just...
I'll stop it.
She makes him God. That's not good.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Now, you're here because you've just recorded your first part of the podcast, which Mental Health Matters. Correct me if I'm wrong in any of this.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, explain to us about this podcast.
Right, it's Mental Health Matters on Phoenix FM. It's going to be a monthly podcast featuring all things mental health. We'll have guests, we'll have regular features. But really, you're talking to the wrong man, because it was the entire brainchild of the person sitting to my left, Scott W., who has produced the podcast this month. He's arranged all the content and got all the guests in. So, Scott, perhaps you'd like to tell us a bit more about, how you got involved in it and how it all happened, really.
Okay, well, I was last here on Time to Talk Day talking to Mike, funny enough, and I just had an idea from there that a podcast for mental health isn't really out there in the main. And I thought, why not have this as a sort of a permanent thing, if you like, going forward. Yeah. And so I pitched the idea to Paul Golder, and he agreed with it and has run with it, and you know, grateful for that, obviously. But it's been great. Really has been great.
Did you find it difficult? This is the first time, really, apart from the interviews that we've been in before now, it's the first time you've done anything like this, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Was it difficult, do you think, or...?
I hope it'll get easier. You two can tell me that, being... Scott, I use the word veterans? I'm not sure.
Scott, I'd like to tell you, you've done a fantastic job. We've had some great guests in today. We had the Loose Screws Amateur Dramatic Society.
Oh, really?
We asked them all about them. They're an amateur dramatic society for people suffering mental health problems.
Yeah, get the words out.
Get the words out, yeah. It allows them to basically participate in amateur dramatics and get out and socialise and get involved in something.
Yeah.
Great project. And they even did a little mini play for us, which you'll be able to hear on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. And we also spoke to Amy, who is a mental health sufferer, who told us in a very moving way the way her problem affects her. And I'd recommend anyone to listen to that. And especially the way Amy came in here today. She suffers with acute anxiety.
Right.
And she came in here today into a radio studio and told us all about her problems very eloquently, and it was extremely moving.
Really?
It's something to listen out for on the podcast.
This is such a huge subject, and I didn't realise before I started talking to Scott and all the rest of the boys that come in, it covers such a multitude of things.
Absolutely.
Mental health matters can be the things that you would never... some people are sort of agoraphobic, for example. Mm. Well, that would come under
I don't think you can exclude anyone, Mike. Everybody has got mental health.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that might be good health or it might be bad health, but we all fluctuate, we all change.
Totally,
and,
totally.
You know, that is why I think it's such a great idea for us to be doing on Phoenix here.
Absolutely, and the one in four will suffer mental health at some point in their lives is a statistic that gets peddled around a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Though I remember a very wise friend who will know who he is said to me that really it's one in one.
Yeah.
As far as mental wellbeing goes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It affects everyone, whether you have it, not have it, but suffer with it yourself, or you know somebody who does. It's certainly, everyone knows, again it's a cliche, but everyone knows somebody who has mental health, and it does not define that particular person.
No, of course it doesn't, no.
They still have a character,
they still have
personality, and they still have wants and aspirations, that sort of thing.
I read a piece which was really, really interesting, that certain governments around the world were playing with sound frequencies, and they were changing people's moods because of the sound frequency.
Wow.
And I watched a piece on it was actually on Facebook, but I watched this and read the piece last night, where they're actually putting out fires now using lower sound waves.
Wow.
So it goes boom, like that, and the fire just went out. I went, no, no. So, do you know, the mental health thing is so, it's such a fragile thing because it can be changed by the slightest little thing. I mean, sound frequencies. You wouldn't think you could put someone in a good or a bad mood because of a sound frequency.
Do you think that's why I always feel sick when I listen to One Direction?
Other bands are available.
Anyway, as they say, oh, he's gone all pink.
Pink, I think it's dark red.
That's very good, that's very good. I like that. I didn't see that one coming. I like that. I'm going to write that down and use that myself.
Charge your commission next.
Absolutely. So anyway, Mike, thank you so much for sparing a bit of time on your show
anytime,
for this.
Anytime.
If you'd like to know more about it, you can follow us on Twitter at MHM Podcast, and our Facebook group is, Scott?
Mental Health Matters on Phoenix FM. Search for that in the old Facebook search bar and it will come up.
Yeah.
I'm going to search for that now and add you.
Okay, and the podcast will be up in the next couple of days. I've got to spend the midnight oil, burning the midnight oil and edit it all together.
Made him work too hard.
Yeah.
Well, any time you talk about, if you want to do, when you do the next one,
yep.
You come in again, you sit and talk to us. Bring all the gang in and sit and talk to us about what the next one's about.
Fantastic.
Because we want to give this as much help as possible.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Cheers. Boys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Cheers. Thank you.